wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedepo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
He himself said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, we had a man there by name Bartimaeus. He was crying, "Have mercy, have mercy." Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. Verse 49. Commanded him to be called. And when he got to him, they say, "Call it thee." He's the one that called you and me to be on this prophetic mountain in our various places at this time. And when he calls to change our story. He cast off away his garment of sorrow, rose and came to Jesus. "To whom have you come this morning? To whom have you come this morning?" Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto you?" He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has called you and I this morning saying, "What wilt thou that I should do unto you?" The same yesterday, today, and forever. The question he asked Bartimaeus is the same question he's asking you and me this morning. "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Here is an open ticket, open check, fill it up. What exactly do you want? "That I may receive my sight." And he said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight. He has called you and I, come, and we have come. He's asking now, "What do you want me to do unto you?" They say, "Be of good cheer," he called thee. Anytime he calls, he changes our story. "Be of good cheer, cheer up. Your story is changing now." "But you have not, because you ask not." We serve a prayer answering God. So go before him in a moment and then fill that open check up. And fill it up with faith. "I'm returning with this now." Elijah prayed, he said, "Oh, check in the sky. Is anything happening?" He said, "Nothing." "No, when I pray, something happens." So with your prayer, do something. This morning, your thing must happen. Elijah prayed, knowing that when he prayed, things must happen. He said, "Go again." And he said, "Oh, I can see a cloud in front of your hand." That's it. You are not praying into story this morning. You are praying to the ears of God that answers by fire. It will answer you and I this morning. It will answer us by fire. Mary pray a prayer, he said, you don't know what you're asking. Many people pray prayers that God is saying, you don't know what you're asking. I wish you know what you need. That's not what you need. You don't know what you're asking. You don't know what you're asking. Grant that one of my sons will sit down, you're right. The other one, you're right. You don't know what you're asking. May each one know what he's asking this morning. If it's not right with you spiritually, I think it should be primary. Because it's profitable unto all things. You want God to grant you grace to make things right in your spiritual life. You have something to ask that's vital and important. Show me the way to go. Those who know the way always cause waves. The way to go, the way to go, the way to go, the way to go. Moses said, show me now thy way. So check through and then you're able to put your fingers on the things that are most crucial in making things go well for you. And reposition as you ask God for grace. For a new way to go. No one will return without an answer this morning. Yeah. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Who is this that engages his heart to seek unto me? So endeavor to engage your heart in the prayer. Pray as if you are the only one wherever you are right now. And Jesus, who can never deny himself, will show up. How many want to see Jesus show up this morning? I've seen him several times. Stand up. Okay. No. Don't talk to me again on this. You will hear him this morning. Finally, Shiloh is a mountain of answered prayers. You will secure your answers this morning. Stand to your feet. He has called you. You have answered. Cheer up. Whatever you ask of him this morning, it shall be yours. It's best to start with thanksgiving. I know it's your personal hour before the Lord. But start with thanksgiving. You thank him for what he did before. You have committed him to the next thing required in your life. Go ahead now. The next 30 minutes. The next 30 minutes. You and God. Would you celebrate his faithfulness? I thank you for your faithfulness and loving kindness towards me. There is none like you. Heaven must hear you this morning. 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 Wherever you are around the world this time, take advantage of this moment. Take advantage of this hour. You can take any position, not convenient, but effectual for your prayer time. Cheer up, a call a day. Now, what do you want that I should do unto you? Go before him. We have less than 15 minutes to go. Press your way to the answers. Press your way to your desired answers. Press your way to your desired answers. Press your way to your desired answers. More minutes ago. Press your way to the answer. Shall we begin to give God thanks? If you believe He heard you, how many have heard from heaven this morning in response to your prayers? Lift up your two hands. Begin to thank God with the same tempo with which you are praying. You are praying to the ears of this prayer answering God. Give Him thanks intensely. Give Him thanks in understanding. Give Him thanks also in the spirit. For he that giveth thanks in the spirit, giveth thanks well. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. The good news this morning is that God has heard you. And if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have received our petition, which we have asked of Him. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. And after the prayer, Jesus said we should keep celebrating God, dying in the glory and the power forever and ever. Let's praise Him. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. As the Lord liveth, every item will be ticked one by one within the next 7 weeks. Tangible, undeniable, touchable answers will be in your hand. Beginning from today, and starting from this and that time, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that everyone's ears will be open to his voice. If someone answers and can't hear, then it doesn't add any value to you. It's not a dumb God. Child, I know my sheep and they know my voice. Now I pray this morning that everyone's spiritual ears will pop open. No one will wander here anymore as a sheep without shepherd. Don't miss the voice of your shepherd again. Your spiritual ears are declared open. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Your thanksgiving can be bigger than that. It can be bigger than that. It can be bigger than you are doing right now. Thank him some more. Celebrate him. You prayed, he answered. Celebrate him. You prayed, he answered. Let's give him quality thanks. Let's return the glory, the praise, the honor, the thanks to him. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. You may like to ask your neighbors to congratulate you, because soon they will hear your testimony. You will soon hear my testimony. Congratulate me ahead of time.
No doubt you have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.